Hello everyone, welcome back. This is episode 51 of my podcast, Brain Dribble, where I look stupid. I look so dumb. Look at me. Oh, I'm Tyler. I'm gonna wear a flower shirt. I was just sitting over there being lazy as fuck and I was doing nothing. And then I said, I should get up and get out and do something with my life. I should get dressed at 11:11. Make-A-Wish Foundation. I said I should be productive, and so what are we doing now? We're recording a podcast in the stupidest clothing possible, because I was like, let's get really into it, let's really prove a point. We're gonna get changed, we're gonna change our cloth, we're gonna fix, we're gonna, we're, I'm gonna fix everything that was wrong with me in order to prepare myself for you. I'm putting on a face. This is not real. The real me sits behind a computer and does nothing. So welcome. Welcome to fake real me, because this is still me, if you think about it. If you think about it, this is still me. This is what I like to do, and I'm being productive. But me, because it's a show. But I'm being me, but it's a show, so it's not me. So it is me, but it isn't, you know? It's kind of weird like that. Anyway, this shirt is way too small. That's also another thing that I need to say. I need to get that. This shirt is, it probably highlights my stomach that I am. There's a baby growing inside of me. There's someone. there's something inside of here. It's called sugar. I have eaten a lot of sugar this past week because I realized that this is how like disconnected I am from like anything. I'm like, oh, you gotta get Dunkin' or Starbucks, it's your only two options. And I'm like, yeah, 7-Eleven coffee exists, gas station coffee exists, but it doesn't do anything. It's not real. It's watery. But then I remembered that hazelnut creamer exists. And that shit is a... Why are you so loud? Why is my laptop so loud? All you're running is Audacity. You have the audacity to have that... Listen to this shit. You have the audacity to make that much sound when all you're running is Audacity? Fuck you. Anyway, what was I talking about? Shit. That's how technology distracts you. I thought the only options for coffee were coffee shops, because it's like water otherwise. But then I remembered that hazelnut creamer exists. And then I got 1, 2, 3, a lot of them. I had a lot of hazelnut creamer these past few days. More than there are days in a week. But more days than there were in the week that I had them in. Because it wasn't a week ago yet. Hope this makes sense. Probably doesn't. But we are so. This is why I call this podcast Brain Dribble, because this is what happens when I just go. I could go. Oh, I can go. If you want me to, I'm trying to uncover like the personality that used to be underneath all the other stuff. You know, all the stuff that this is the first time. This is my knee. This is raw, unedited footage of me. This is what you get. This is who I am, baby. This is what I have to offer. This is me. And so we're gonna do that now. This is what happens when you let a brain dribble. You get me talking about how I'm drinking coffee cool. I've had a lot of sugar is the point. Yesterday I drank so much sugar. I had a Red Bull, I had a sweet coffee, I had a Sprite, and then I had another coffee with all the creamer. That's like, dude, I've been addicted to hazelnut creamer. Hazelnut creamer is dangerous because that shit, the serving size is 1 tablespoon. The serving size for hazelnut creamer is 1 tablespoon, and there's 5 grams of sugar. So you're telling me that it's just sweet milk. It's just sweet, thick, nutty milk. And I put it in my coffee and I drink it. Is that gay? I don't know. Do you think it is? You never know. I mean, why am I asking you as if you're going to respond right now? Like, you're not. You're not. You're not going to speak through the camera. Anyway, hazelnut creamer is really good. It's dangerous. It's addictive. It's sugar. I love sugar. I like sweet things. And that is why I have a few blemishes, because I have been going hard in the paint when it comes to sugar. It's a dangerous drug, boy. I love me some sugar. Pour some sugar on me. Def Leppard wanted them to just, you know, put some sugar in the coffee, right? But then just dump a bunch of sugar on me. You know? Like, why? What do you have to be covered in sugar for? That just sounds inconvenient and like a waste of sugar. Is it like how much sugar? Pour some? Like, just like take a sugar packet, open it up and dump it on your head? Like, is that what you want, Def Leppard? Sugar. Okay, pour it on me. Okay. Then what? Then you have sugar on you. That's just gonna... You're gonna get pimples or something, you know? Sugar can't be good for the skin. Is sugar good for the skin? Do you know how many times I don't know where this sentence is going. So just needed to clarify that. Do you know how many times I found some people underground? Did you know that? Yup. hazelnut creamer is really good. Def Leppard, pour some sugar on me. Def Leppard wants to be just drowning in sugar. Can sugar seep through your skin? Sugar is so good. Why does it have to be so bad? I gotta stop eating so much sugar is the point. I had a lot of sugar that day, and and we're trying to be better. Right, we're gonna get into my first note because I don't know what the fuck else to say. Okay. Something I cannot stand is when someone walks into the room all willy-nilly, all just busts into the room, just fucking breaks into the room, just fucking breaks down the door, opens, breaks off the lock that you keep, like a few, like 7 locks, right? He breaks them all off. He pushes his foot straight through the door, doesn't even need an axe or anything. You don't even need any axe because he's so strong. He pushes the door open, he powers through all those locks. He breaks through and enters the room and he says, "Are you doing good? You need anything?" A question, 2 questions, whose answers are the opposite of one another, but they both mean the same thing. Yes, I'm good. No, I don't need anything. What do you say? No. Yeah, I am good. No, I don't. No, it isn't. No, I don't need it. No, I'm good. No, I don't. I am. No, I don't need anything. If you do this, I think you're fucking with me. I think every time I would see like someone just break down that door and I don't know why I went so in detail with the breaking down the door part, but I had to paint the picture, you know? So just bust down that door. Bust, break it down, baby. Break it down. Can't touch this. I hate it when people ask you that. It's a not good thing. I don't like it when that happens. I would prefer it to not happen. I like life more when no one asks me questions that contradict each other, because they're the same question. Like, if I'm fine, I don't need anything. But if I'm not fine, I guess I do need something. What? Every time we're not fine, that means we need something. I'm not fine. You gotta have something. Get some. That is the American mindset right there, buddy. You think if you're not okay, you gotta have something. Oh, give it to me. That's what they said. Pour some sugar on me. They were sad. They were not doing good. Pour some sugar on me and then I'll be okay. Def Leppard, I hate to break it to you. Being okay is not gonna come from sugar being poured all over your sweet titties. You gotta understand, man, that you gotta understand that when I tell you that when you're not okay, that means you need something. That means that there's something missing. Maybe you're just not okay. You know? You ever thought about that? Maybe there's nothing you can do. Maybe there's nothing you can do about it. Do you need anything? Yeah, but I'm also fine. There's a lot of things. I'm good, but there's a lot of things I need. Like what? Like more money. So you're not fine. These things can exist. No, I'm not fine, and also I don't need anything from you. I don't like compliments, because I've been alone a lot of my life. So I'm like, I don't need anything from you. So why are you even saying good? Oh, shut up. Don't even mention it. I hate it. I hate it when people do that. I would prefer it if that were never happening. This is what, you know, we're going. Here we are. This is, I didn't think, when I really sit down and think about it, 51 hours, approximately, of me sitting and talking, you'd think I'd have run out of something. And maybe I've run out of a little bit of funny. but, yeah, you'd think I would have run out of things to say by now, but you write down a note and then you just fucking go. You sail away. You sail away into the open sea and you catch a couple fish. Sometimes they're good jokes and sometimes they're not. Drawing parallels, bro. My words mean things and I don't even realize it. So you tie it all together in this nice little bow. And that is, I just love playing with words, man. I just love playing with words. That's all I do here. That's all I do in life. That's all I like to do. I just like to play with words. I like to fucking twist things. Like twist it. Twisty. Twist. I like to twist. You know. So yeah, this is, it's weird. You'd think I'd have run out of something. You'd think I'd have run out of things to say. But when you go, you need to tie it up in a neat little bow, boa constrictor. Yeah, that's all I do. Okay, that's where I was. I'm sorry. I get all, you see how jumbled up? My mind goes a mile a minute sometimes, and I gotta catch up with it. Gotta loop back around. We'll find it. I'll find it eventually. I'll find it. It's fun. I like playing with words. I like playing with words. That's all I do on my Twitter. I can find something to say in a weird way. A lot of times I say the thing you're not supposed to say because it's funny. Because we all know it's the wrong thing. I'm not gonna get back into that conversation again, but you know, sometimes you say the wrong thing because it's funny. And fuck anyone who, and the new rules for the podcast, unequivocally, there's no other people, normalize, this is a tweet, okay, I tweeted this, some thoughts, you know, we should normalize, we talk about things we should normalize this, normalize that, normalize, we should normalize joking about everything, you, me, Holocaust, 9/11, everything, we joke about everything, genocide, fucking, whatever, slavery, you know, we joke about everything, and if you're offended and you take it seriously, you're the asshole. You talk about things we should normalize. Dude, there's no way in life to cope with anything other than to laugh at it because we're all gonna die. So what are you gonna be sit there and be like, that's not funny. That's not funny. I'm like, well, it happened, okay? It's real. So what are we gonna do? Just sit there and be like, fuck. Fuck, oh god, oh fuck. No, just get over it and laugh about it or something, make light of it because that's what are you, I don't know, what else are you gonna do? I literally don't know how to deal with anything any other way. That is, when I was 13, I was like, damn, this is how, like, this is when I found my religion. This is, I was raised Christian. But I never felt shit. I dedicated my life to Jesus one time, and I was like, I just did that for my mom. So I never felt shit. And when I was 13, I was like, yeah, wow. Okay, so if we're here, and then one day we're not, I guess I'll just dedicate my life to jokes. Because what else is there? What else is there? We're just gonna sit here taking things seriously. I'm a businessman. Oh, I'm a businessman. Oh, get a job, bro. You have a business. Well, you're not doing any of the work. I don't know. That had the momentum to be something, and my brain didn't fill in the good enough words. But you get the flow, bro. The flow is so fun. I like speaking words. And because it's my brain, I'm not doing this. My mouth is. I don't know what I'm saying. And like, largely is the word we chose. You would, criticizing myself as I'm doing it. I'm having fun is what we're doing. I dedicated my life to jokes. Because what else is there? You just sit there and be like, it's not funny. You're not fun. That's not funny. That's really offensive. You're choosing to be offended. Every time, it's true. It is true. I mean, fuck, dude. You want to put it in this way. It's really extreme. I'm sure it gets annoying. But like, I've been catcalled a few times. I'm not saying. This is such a terrible comparison to make because if it happened, and as much as it probably does to beautiful women, then I'd be pretty fucking annoyed too when people catcall me. But it happened like twice ever, so I really appreciated it. And I was like, in that moment, I realized that in that moment when someone like catcalled me, and I'm like, wow, I have a choice right now. I could be like, that was really weird. Or I could be like, wow, like, you don't, here's something I feel like I say a lot, but I feel like no one, I don't know, I'm just gonna keep saying it. Girls, you don't realize what it's like on dating apps for men. You have at the top, it says 99 plus, right? For men, it says 4. For men like me, it says 4. There are people, you know, pretty boys. I'm looking at you, Pat. You don't know him. But
Yeah, people. Some people get 99 plus. They're pretty white boys. But little fucking little creatures like me get 4. So, whatever. They're just missing out on the good stuff. Okay. Cause I'm a riot. Okay, I'm a good time, and people don't think I will be. Like, I wonder what that is where, like, all my deepest, darkest fears come from, is, like, I worry about how people think about me. So, every time I upload something, it's, like, fighting that. It's being like, no, fuck you, I know I'm funny. And I will make it, because earlier, I was making content, I used to fear making content. I used to fear how people would judge me. Well, now I have a job and I get life a little more, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not fearful of what people think about me anymore. Now I'm scared that if I don't make it here, I'm gonna be doing that shit for the rest of my life. Just job. Just the work. We do work. We do work now. So, yeah, this has to work out. Because if it doesn't, then that'll be my life. That sounded bad at the end there. That came out wrong, but you know what I mean. I am now making videos out of the fear that I will be doing a job the rest of my life, because this shit works out for people all the time, and all you have to do is put the work in. So that's what this is. That's what we keep telling ourselves, because shit, consistency is key, right? The hardest part is showing up, and I'm gonna be completely honest, for the past couple weeks I haven't shown up, and I'm sorry I missed a couple weeks. I have averaged, this podcast has been around for 2 years and we're episode 51. I have averaged one every 2 weeks. That's pretty good, but we gotta get better. We gotta get better than that, boy. We gotta get so... The word that entered my mind was wide. You know? I don't know. I was worried that I was running out of things to say, though. And I only used one note so far, and we're 23 minutes in. So I guess I'm not running out of things to say. So, like, you know those questions, is like, if a tree falls and no one's around, did it even fall? No one hears it. Did it fall? No. If no one knows that the tree fell, then who did it? If no one trees the falls fell, where's the Waldo? You know, if the tree falls in the middle of the ocean, like it would, who would hear it? You know those. Okay, so what do mosquitoes do when we're not around? Do they just, like, go away? Like, where are mosquitoes, like, lunch breaks? Like, how long? They need blood, right? Mosquitoes thrive off of blood. They could bite. Can they bite more than just people? Are mosquitoes vampires? Do I actually just need to carry a stake? I don't know. You can kill them pretty easy. All you gotta do is clap. No, you could actually kill them pretty easy. All you gotta do is clap. You don't need a stake. They're not vampires. Although I like steak. Vampires, you gotta get your protein somehow. You don't like steak? What? Badoom. Yeah. What do mosquitoes do when we're not around? Can you stop moving? What do mosquitoes do when we're not around? Do they just bite the ground? Do they just eat someone else? Do they just suck on something else for once? God damn it! If mosquitoes don't bite us when we're not around, what are they biting? And if they're not biting anything because we're not around, how are they alive? Mosquitoes are zombies. They don't need any sustenance, but they love some brains. They love getting that. I bet you if mosquitoes were bigger, like large scale, bigger, a lot bigger, they would eat your entire body. They'd be human eaters, dude. Big mosquitoes come down from the sky and they eat us. That is the vision that I see. That is what it is. I don't know where else to go with that bit. What do mosquitoes do when we're not around? Do they do their, like, do they have taxes? God, oh, to be a bug and not have to do paperwork. Fuck paperwork. I never catch me in a chair sitting doing paperwork. No. I don't wanna. No, we're not doing paperwork. We're gonna get those papers away from me. Okay? I don't want them. Do mosquitoes have... Oh, I wish I was a bug. That's where I went with that. Do mosquitoes, like, do they have any hobbies? I feel for mosquitoes. I know what it's like to have to suck. Wow, this is a gold mine right here. This is a gold mine, dude. What the fuck? I had this thought, but I didn't know how to end it. I'm an awkward person, if you can't imagine. If you don't think that I'm awkward. Okay, I opt out of conversation most of the time. If I'm around a stranger, I say nothing. It's just the way I am. I guess I'm an introvert, which is strange because this is how I act when I'm alone, because that's the person who I'm most comfortable with. Okay, so yeah, Billy. So yeah, Shelly. I'm not comfortable around you. Because I'm not comfortable around most people. So I keep my circle tight. Yeah. So I'm awkward. Jesus Christ. I'm awkward. I wouldn't know if someone was flirting with me if they fucking told me they were flirting with me. I'd be like, no. I guess that's it for that. I'm awkward and I don't know when people are flirting with me. So that's part of why I'm having, I don't know. God, I feel like every time I record one, I'm like, that was nonsense. But I think this time I'm going to go back and it's really going to be nonsense. I realized recently that I don't like texting. I don't like it. I don't enjoy it because I get anxious when people don't respond. People don't respond quick enough. People don't, like, I don't know. It's just not good for doing things. It's like,
Why would we text when we could be in person? Saying words, probably your probably funnier words to each other in real life, in person. But no, we're gonna just, that's what it is, really. This motion with your thumb, that's what you're doing. That's how you're communicating. You're choosing to communicate with someone, and then you have the ball, and you have the balls to say LMAO. And you're like, dude, fuck you. Okay, so fuck texting. And like, just even practically, fuck texting, because it's just like, it's inefficient, you know, like call me or something. Like, it's just, if you actually have something you gotta ask, information you need. I Snapchat. I don't text people. I think Snapchat's better because I don't care as much about it. I won't be as offended if you leave me on open, because I do it. I'm the one who does it. No one can hurt me because I hurt others. That's what it is. Uh-oh. Is that my coping mechanism? Is that where we find, are we doing some self-discovery on the podcast right now? Yeah, I don't get close with people anymore. Fuck. Okay, let's move on. Jesus. I don't really have anything else to say. So I guess I'm just gonna, this is gonna be a short podcast. Okay. Sorry. This is what this one was. I'm out of, yep, I ran out. Yep. Sorry. It got really hot in this room. Sorry. Goodbye. No, I have to do the outro that I do. If, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed, please feel free to send it with someone who I think might also. If you enjoyed, please feel free. OCD shit, you know? I say the same exact words every time. So, rate it 5 stars, please. That would help. If you listen to this and you like it and you haven't rated it 5 stars yet, then do me that quick little favor, because that's real quick. Just a quickie. And also subscribe on the YouTube if you haven't, I guess. I don't know. Just make it a little quickie.